Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about wanting to make a career in selling heavy equipment. Listen to these tips. Again, this episode has been sponsored by me. If you're looking for good, used, quality equipment, then come to my website at www.startractor.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on to the podcast. It is believed by many that one can have a wonderful career if he or she knows how to sell things. We all are sellers, but very few good sellers, and only few good sellers make the most out of anything. Selling has always been referred to an art which needs to be sharpened in order to maximize revenue or to get the utmost advantage. One such are industries that pay a lot is of selling heavy equipment. This reason it pays a lot because it is not an easy job at all. Heavy equipment is in itself a complex subject. People who are into the profession of selling these complex subjects need to understand that it well so they can pitch them to the consumers with confidence and can also sell them the right stuff without misguiding them. You know, you really need to know some of the topics when you're selling heavy equipment. People who want to make their career as a salesman of selling heavy equipment should for sure follow the points as it will help them big time to climb the success ladder. Number one, knowing the technical aspects is important. In order to become an A salesman, it's crucial that you know a bit about the technical tendencies of heavy equipment. Not knowing anything about the technical aspect can cost you dearly when you start facing the different types of clients, and especially the ones who know about the stuff that you're dealing with. Just because you speak well and not have much knowledge about the machine you are trying to sell will not help you bail out from the grasp of the client who knows the ins and outs of heavy equipment. You will definitely see yourself to be in a trap. Therefore, spend some time, learn the items that you are selling. Next, do not try to fool your client. Many beginners commit the mistakes of trying to play around with the client's intelligence and thus also ends up paying a heavy, heavy price for it. Trying to fool the client can drastically adverse the effects on your company from whom you work. The client will completely lose his or her confidence from the brand, and they will feel that the brand is misguiding people to sell its product. You can't play around with things like this. In case you do not know something that is asked to you, be strong enough to answer the truth and say that you will gather more information about it and will get back to them. The client will appreciate this and you may do well in their next meeting. And finally, give demo to the consumer. When a new product is launched in the market, which the consumer has not heard of, or perhaps has never explained it, you should give a live demo of the machine to them. In this way, you attract most of the attention and can also leave a positive imprint on him or her. Try to explain the benefits of the equipment in his business or her business, and they will find it worthy, and they will take it for sure and trust you. You know, number one, it's trust. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you, and God bless.